back to Chicago. To Chicago. Chicago. Drove to Chicago. 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 Shy City. Shy City. I'm coming home again. We do this on Mondays at this time. It's our Mega Monday Morning Quiz, sponsored by Mega Pros. They make it fun to get stuff done. Tim's calling in from New Lenox. Hey, Tim, you're on WGN Radio. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Your Majesty.
See, I already like this guy. All right, so I don't see Ryan in the seat. Andy's in sports. Lauren Lapka's over in Traffic Central. Hey, Lauren, will you be the lifeline for our guest?
I can certainly try my best.
Okay, and since we don't have anybody in the news box right now, I'll let you reach out to Lauren more than once. You ready?
Okay.
Although Lauren didn't grow up and spend... Lauren was away for a while, so maybe she's not going to be the best lifeline. How are you going to do on this?
I was only gone from 2015 to the beginning of 2019.
While you were gone, did you forget how nutty Illinois politicians are?
Absolutely not.
All right. So this former governor conspired to commit pay-to-play schemes, including an attempt to fill the vacant U.S. Senate seat of then-President Barack Obama. Who is this former governor?
Blagojevich.
You're one for one, sir. Attaboy. These are all Illinois or Chicago politicians. Born in Sinking Springs Farm, Kentucky, this politician died at the age of 56. He is the only president to hold the patent. He received a patent for a flotation device for the movement of boats in shallow water. Illinois claims this person, though he was born in Kentucky, he died at the age of 56. Who am I talking about?
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln is correct. Number three, a newspaper man famous for his bow tie from Macanda, Illinois. He served in the United States Senate, but he quit in part because he was tired of asking for money. He ran for president but did not win. He endorsed Barack Obama for Senate, and he once appeared on Saturday Night Live with a singer of the same name.
Paul Simon.
Paul Simon is correct. And oh boy. By the way, do we have the Paul Simon audio ready to play at some point here? Give me a thumbs up when you do. It should be in the queue. How about this one? He was raised in a low-income family in small towns of northern Illinois, twice elected president of the Screen Actors Guild, the labor union for actors, where he worked to root out communist influence.
Ronald Reagan.
Ronnie Reagan. When he left office in 1989, he held an approval rating of 68%. It matched those of Franklin Roosevelt and Bill Clinton as the highest ratings for presidents as they left office in the modern era. Clinton, Roosevelt, and Ronald Reagan. How about this one? From Bloomington, Illinois, he wanted to be president and was appointed by President Kennedy as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. At the age of 12, while demonstrating rifle technique, he accidentally shot and killed a 16-year-old friend, a gifted writer and speaker, and Illinois' 31st governor. Who is that?
Adlai Stevenson.
Adlai Stevenson is correct. The second. We need Adlai badly. He was the only mayor in Chicago history to go to college on a full-ride ballet scholarship.
Ballet.
He is the only mayor in Chicago history to go to college on a full-ride ballet scholarship.
Oh. I need help, but I think it might be Rahm Emanuel.
What are you guessing over there, Lapka?
That's kind of what I was thinking.
He is diminutive. I mean, I don't see
he
Daly doing that.
He's light on his feet, too.
I don't see Richard M. or Richard J.
Nope.
All right, we'll go with Rahm.
The correct answer is Rahm Emanuel.
Nice.
Ooh, lucky.
How about that? In 1993, she was the first woman to wear pants on the United States Senate floor. It was against the rules in 1993 for women to wear pants. She was also the first female African-American senator. She was also U.S. ambassador to New Zealand and Samoa. Who is she?
from Illinois.
Yeah, how about them apples?
I have.
And Lauren is probably too young to
Lauren, any idea?
Have voted for her, so I don't think you had a chance, Lauren. Got a shot at that one?
93. Oh, Jerry Moseley Braun.
Ding, 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 ding. Can you believe that in 1993, it was against Senate rules for women to not wear a dress on the Senate floor? I mean, are you kidding? And so they changed it so that they can wear pants, but then they have to have a certain kind of top on. I don't remember if it was a blouse or a... No, they had to have a jacket. They had to have a jacket on. Now, there must be rules like that for the men, too, then, right? The men must have to wear a suit
probably
and tie.
Jacket and tie.
Yeah.
Well, they're planning ahead for Hillary.
One more for you. You ready?
Yes.
Longest-serving governor in Illinois history. Who is the longest-serving governor in Illinois history?
Ron, what do you think? I think maybe Jim Thompson.
Big Jim?
That looks good to me.
He's just 10 years, I think.
The correct answer is Jim Thompson. I think it was more than 10. By the way, I wasn't able to make this into a question for you, but it's a fun little fact. The first governor of Illinois, Richard Yates. Yes, there were two. Oh, I see. He wasn't the first governor. But the first governor, Richard Yates, we had another guy who was governor named Richard Yates. But the first governor, Richard Yates, earned the nickname Drunken Dick. At his inauguration in 1861, he was drunk and kept President Abraham Lincoln and other dignitaries waiting for half an hour while he talked. He stumbled down the aisle, fell into his chair, and the House clerk had to read his speech for him. So I don't know what the question is there.
But Illinois.
How about exactly? How about that? Hey, you did real well, Tim. In fact, I believe
you
got, with Lauren's assist, you got all 10 of them right. Where are you listening to us today, Tim?
I'm from New Lenox.
Is that where you are right now? Are you retired? Are you working?
No, I'm on the way home from work.
And what do you do, sir?
I drive a truck.
Oh, wow.
I made a delivery to South Side of Chicago, and I'm going home for the day.
What'd you deliver today?
Zinc.
Zinc. Zinc?
Metal zinc.
Wow.
Zinc to a foundry.
How about that? Fascinating. I really mean that, Tim. Keep doing what you're doing. Hold on. Talk to Aleph. We'll get you one of those Mega Monday Morning hoodies, okay?
Thank you, Your Majesty.